I am confident in my choice. I am confident in my choice. So often, we make decisions, we're going to do this or that, and then we change our mind and do something else, and then we change our mind and do something else. We talk about our first thought. Do we take our first thought and make it the thought of our life? Or do we take our first thought and just let it be one in the many in our filing system? If we can take our first thought and make our first thought the most beautiful, the most wonderful, the most fantastic experience of our life, we have done a major activity in our thinking, in our life, in our world. We have done a major activity for ourselves. We have the opportunity to be confident in our choice. We have the opportunity to know that our choice is what we have chosen, and it is very good, and it is very functional, very beneficial, and it services our personal self very well. Many wonderful scientists come up with sort of strange and marvelous concepts that the rest of the world says, hey, I don't understand that. That's something beyond my level of understanding. What is it you're working on? And the scientist says, well, I can't tell you. I'm working on something, and I'm going through this pathway to get there because that leads me to where I want to go, so that when I get to where I want to go, then I can start working on what I want to do. But I don't really know what it is that I want to do because I only know that I must go this pathway to get there to do it. I must be at this place, walk down the street, talk to these people, accept this in my life. Because what each of these activities do, it prepares me to receive the information in which I can be confident. It prepares me to receive the choices that I can make for myself in which I can be confident. Ideas come in and out of our minds very quickly and very wonderfully. And these ideas say, take me and use me, take me and use me. And our brain listens to them and says, okay, here they are. And what do you want to do, Herb? What idea do you want to follow? And I have to pay attention. And so I look at the ideas. I look at all these ideas in my brain and I say, now this is a good idea. I'd like this here. Or this isn't. Well, do I really do that? Do I really approach ideas in my mind, in my brain like that? Is that how I talk to the brain, how I talk to the mind, how I talk to the thoughts that come up in my brain, the ideas that come to me? Not really. What I do is I think, live, and act in visualization. I visualize ideas. The ideas come to me not as an academic series of words, but they come to me as a picture. They come to me as a concept. They come to me as something already fulfilled in every possible way. But like in the algebra problem, you do not pass your algebra test unless you can write down how you arrived at your solution. You can put the solution down all you want, but if you don't tell the instructor how you arrived at that solution, you do not get credit for the question. And the reason for that is that intuitively we oftentimes know things, but we want to know in learning algebra how we got there. Well, in our brain, in our mind, in our thinking system, we do not have to concern ourselves with that. When the idea comes to us, we don't say how we achieved that idea, what mental state we were in, how relaxed we were, how in tune we were with the music or with the discussion or with someone telling us something. We don't have to know that. We don't have to be involved in that in the slightest, because what we are involved in, what we are only always involved in, is the illumination, the mental picture of what we are working with. The picture comes into our brain and it says, ha, look at me, look at me. And we look at the picture and we say, oh, you're interesting. But you know, I would handle you a little differently. I would handle, you are a picture in my brain that I have conjured up from all of my experiences with ideas like you. And I've been thinking about ideas like you for, let's say, energy. And I would like to have more energy. And I'd like to have energy at a better price. And I'd like to have energy that's beneficial to me at all times. So I look at solar energy and I say, solar energy would be great. But then I say, when the sky is cloudy and gray and there is no energy that way, what am I going to do? How will I bring energy for myself? So I have to have a generator too as a backup. Now, I don't think of all these things. All I think about and all I know and need and want to think about is energy. So here I have the energy. Now, what benefit is the energy? So I think about the energy. My son is building electric airplanes that he flies in, and they're flying very well. And his engine is outstanding. It is just magnificent, and he flies so beautifully with it. But he has one little area that he needs to polish more than all the rest. And that little area is, how is he going to store the energy to run his electric airplane? Is he going to have solar panels on the outside of the airplane? Is he going to have batteries? Is he going to have, what's he going to have? Well, what's he going to have? These are the thoughts that come through the mind. The idea, solar energy, beautiful power. No, no, not even that. The electric airplane just operates on electricity. And how that electricity gets to it, how that electricity is recycled and managed and brought there and allowing the airplane to fly however far they want it to fly, however that energy is there, that's the secondary point. The main idea is that the plane is there and it flies. The plane works. Now, since the plane works, you just say, okay, now, what is the best idea? What is the best concept? How do I think about confidence in my choice of the electric airplane? A gasoline airplane works on gasoline engines. An electric airplane works on electricity. Okay, now, electricity is stored in batteries. How do I develop batteries that are so powerful and so wonderful and so small and so light that they will fit in the airplane and not cause it to be its limitation, but its opportunity to be unlimited? So I think of the lithium batteries, and I think of the batteries of all kinds that could be so beneficial and so helpful. And as I think of these batteries, I think, hey, that would be great. That'd be a super idea. That'd be a great way to handle it. And all the time, I have but one thought. I have my electric airplane that flies beautifully. How it gets up there, how the energy gets to it, how I plug into lightning, and how I plug into the sun or the stars or the moon or the waves of the ocean, how I plug into anything at all for my energy is inconsequential. If I have in my mind the ideal electric airplane, I will have the ideal way of having it given energy to be operative. I will have that ideal way, and it will be that way all the time. I am confident in my choice. I am confident in all that I do. I know that it works. I know that it is fantastic. I know that it functions. And as I let go, and the first thought of the airplane came to me, of the electric airplane. That was wonderful. Now I let go and let the thought of how that energy gets there, and that too will be wonderful. And as time evolves, the battery that holds an infinite amount of power will be the size of the tip of your finger and as light as a feather. And it will be in the airplane, allowing it to fly hours after hours after hours, however long, however far, and maybe once a month you might recharge that battery. Maybe once a month you might take that battery and plug it into another system to charge it up. Or maybe you have your recyclable solar batteries on your plane that charge up the battery when the plane's not flying or whatever is going on, or even when it is flying. But these are all ideas. These are all concepts. These are all beautiful. And we let go and let each one of it reveal itself perfectly and beautifully. And as we let it happen, then we got the idea of the airplane. We got the idea of the electric plane. How wonderful that is. Now let's just let the idea of how that energy is going to be maintained in the airplane and utilized, just let that be revealed in the same wonderful way. Be an open channel. And as I am an open channel, the way will be shown to me, whether I make it or whether I know where to find it, for me to have the perfect power source. We work on that inner dwelling, that indwelling inner activity within us that knows all things, that is all things, that has all things, and that is the most wonderful, exciting adventure any of us could ever have. So this day, I let go. And I let the ideas flow in me. I have confidence in the choices that I make. And as I have confidence in the choices I make, all my choices are good and very good. And I am delighted with them. Join me in this delight, for you are there with me now. I love you. I love you. I love you.